Hello, hello. Can you see me?
I think I can. What kind of a water plant are you?
Neat camouflage. I've got you fooled, Uncle Bob. I am no water plant.
You're not? Well, you look just like dark green eelgrass.
I know it. That's the way the creator designed me.
What are you, a water bug, a shrimp, or a fish?
Fish. See those two things that look like tall eelgrass?
Yes.
One of them is a real stalk of eelgrass. The other one is me.
Ooh, what neat camouflage. I see you now. You are a fish that looks exactly like that stalk of grass swaying in the water.
You won't tell any of the other sea creatures, will you?
Promise.
Great.
So what's your name? What kind of a fish are you?
A pipefish. Just call me Petunia.
Okay. Petunia the pipefish, welcome to Nature Corner.
Thank you so much, Uncle Bob. I'm happy to be your guest today.
Happy to have you. Tell the kids where you make your home, okay?
In the warm waters of the Atlantic Ocean, just off the coast of Florida.
Petunia, a girl wants to know why you call yourself a pipefish.
Because I look like a long, slender pipe.
You really do. You're round, thin, and long. How long?
18 inches.
How thin are you?
About a half inch.
So you resemble an 18-inch green pipe that's one half inch thick.
When some critters see me, they think I am a skinny eel.
Yes, I can understand that. Petunia, I think your face looks a lot like a seahorse's.
Or a seahorse's face looks a lot like mine.
Maybe so, Petunia.
You may be surprised to learn that pipefish do have some things in common with seahorses, Uncle Bob.
Oh, really?
Yes, we both swim in an upright position.
So I notice. You were in a vertical position next to that clump of eelgrass over there.
But I blend in with eelgrass. A seahorse does not.
You're the exact color of the grass.
Did you know I can change the color of my skin?
No, I didn't. You can?
Yes. When I am away from the dark green eelgrass and swim up to grass that is light green, I can turn light green to match that grass.
Neato. How do you do it, Petunia?
The intelligent Lord God put special receptor cells in my skin that absorb the light that is reflected off the green plants.
Mm-hmm.
The light reflected from a dark green plant is different than the light reflected from a light green one.
Interesting. But a boy wants to know, how do you change your colors then?
My skin receptor cells pick up that light change and instantly send that signal to my brain, where my brain studies it and sends a signal back to pigment glands in my body.
Petunia, pigment glands are really color glands, aren't they?
Yes. So whenever I am near dark green eelgrass, my brain automatically tells the dark green colored pigment gland in my body to squirt out some of its colored pigment into my skin.
So you match it perfectly.
Right.
Boy, how long does all of this color change take?
About 20 seconds.
Incredible.
No, credible. That shows how wise and kind my creator God is, right?
Right on, Petunia Pipefish.
Uncle Bob, blending in with the eelgrass is not really enough for my safety, though.
It isn't. Explain what you mean.
I've got to move with the eelgrass.
Oh.
There are currents in the ocean, and they make the grass sway back and forth.
I see. And you must sway right along with the grass.
Now you've got it. Christ, my creator, taught me to be sensitive to the movement of the grass. And when it moves, I move.
You sway in the same direction.
And the same amount, too.
Clever.
Clever creator, Uncle Bob.
Right. That's who the Son of God is, Petunia Pipefish. Say, a girl wants to know how deep you swim in the ocean.
No deeper than 50 feet, Uncle Bob. The eelgrass does not grow very well below that.
Is that because there's not enough light there?
You've got it.
Say, a few minutes ago you said you swim upright.
Yes, vertically, but not all the time. I can swim horizontally, like other fish, too.
Why do you choose to swim vertically, Petunia?
So I can cozy up to the eelgrass and blend right in with it.
Oh, okay, I see. The eelgrass is vertical, naturally. And the only way for you to get close to it and blend in with it the way you do is for you to be able to swim vertically.
You're right.
Why are you able to swim vertically? Most other fish can't.
Because of the design of my fins.
Oh, explain.
My dorsal fin was designed to vibrate in time with my pectoral fin.
Let's see, the pectoral fin is the one under your neck, right?
Yes, and my dorsal fin is on my back.
Gotcha. So both of these fins vibrate together, in time.
Right, and this neat combination drives me through the water in an upright position.
Like a seahorse.
Sure.
No wonder it's easy for you to slide up next to the eelgrass for a neat camouflage.
If I could not do that, Uncle Bob, I would be a fish dinner for some of the biggies swimming around here, and soon the pipefish would become extinct.
Right. Boy, what a high-tech design.
What a high-tech designer Christ is, Uncle Bob.
You got it. Petunia, has anybody ever told you your head sort of looks like a bird's head?
No, but then again, you're the first human that I've ever talked with.
I hope you don't mind me saying that your head, eyes, and mouth sort of look a lot like a water bird's.
No problem. I know what they look like. I've seen them in the ocean, but there is one difference between them and me.
Tell me.
They can open their bills wide. I cannot open my mouth wide.
Well, how do you eat then?
Oh, the Lord God took care of that, don't worry. He made a small opening about the size of a BB.
Ooh, your food must be very small then.
Oh, yes, it is. I eat tiny sea creatures called plankton, very small fish, and tiny shrimp. Yum, 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 yum.
Petunia, if you can't open your mouth, how do you chow on them then?
My engineer designer put a pump inside my mouth that sucks in little creatures just like that.
All right. Now, you're not a very fast swimmer, are you?
No, quite slow, Uncle Bob.
Well, how do you ever catch your dinner then?
I hide in the tall eelgrass.
Oh, I get it. You camouflage with its dark green color and wait.
You've got it. I just sway with the tall grass, keeping in time with it, and wait for the little creatures to come to me. Then, and the critter is in my tummy.
Oh, you must really trust your creator with that tiny mouth.
Oh, I do, yes. Just think of it. I cannot open my mouth. I only have a tiny hole there where I can suck in food. But that's all I need. My creator always supplies my need, too.
That's just like him, isn't it?
Right. Nothing ever catches him by surprise.
You've got it. You have a minute to tell me about your babies?
Sure, but I do not have them.
What do you mean? You're a mother pipefish, aren't you?
Yeah, but my husband plays the part of the mother.
He does? Boy, that's different. Tell me about it.
After we mate, I will swim up to him and tell him to open his pouch.
Oh, he has a pouch.
Right. And I lay my eggs in it.
No kidding.
Yeah.
And he hatches them?
And he takes care of them, too.
Oh, boy. Is this ever interesting?
That's exactly the way the seahorses do it.
Hey, that's right, Petunia. Wow, have the kids and I ever learned a lot about you today, Petunia the Florida pipefish?
Well, thank you. Glad we could talk today, Uncle Bob. Nice meeting you kids. I appreciated your questions. I've got one for you now.
Okay, go.
You kids have the same creator as I do. Do you appreciate him as much as I do? Read Colossians chapter 1 in the Creator's book and get to know the Lord Jesus Christ, your maker, in a better way. Read the whole chapter, okay? Take it from me, Petunia the Pipefish.